Good morning, and thank you for joining us on this 21-day consecration, this journey into the beginning of Holy Season 2025. Week one, we will be dealing with personal sacrifice. Day one, count up the cost. Our scripture reflection this morning is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 14th chapter and the 33rd verse. The Word of God says this, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." The devotional thought, in order to finish what you start successfully, how you start is essential. Jesus, in response to questions from the great multitude that were following him, turns and asks questions on their questions. Although many were following for the fishes and loaves, some were actually following out of genuine interest, out of love and concern. He made no attempt to belittle any of them, but rather he put a mirror before them so that they could see for themselves where they were, the mirror for self-examination. After explaining that those who will be true disciples must be willing to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him, he lost a few. But there were those who remained with him to hear the challenge that he set before them. Here's a challenge. He asked questions like, "What person among you would start a building project without first considering what his budget is, considering what means and what the plan would be for contingencies that he had?" And he went on further to ask, "What king would start a war against a country that he knows not their military might?" That just doesn't make sense. And the answer is this: only a fool. Only a fool would look right in the face of reason and plain explanation and walk away with the wrong understanding. It's a heart thing. When our motives are right, God will bless our endeavors. Count up the cost. Why are you doing what you do? Are you doing it for the glory and the honor of God? Are you doing what you do for self-aggrandizement or the pats on the back from men? Let's pray. Lord, help me to see as you see. I want what I endeavor to do to not only be influenced by you, guided, directed, appointed, and anointed by you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow morning for day 2.